apologize in advance. I have to catch a ride home today, so we're not going to be able to go as long as we usually do. I know that's very upsetting to everyone. Okay, we're in the middle of Sif Gimel. Right, we were discussing the inyan of washing milk and fleshig dishes together. Right, and we saw the machlokas mechaber in the Ramah. The mechaber thinks there's no problem as long as there's no shuman be'en, or the shuman is batel b'shishim. And the Ramah thinks it's a problem. And the main reasons, right, if we had a list of reasons why it's a problem, one, it's probably not the same order. Shamnunis, this even Mechaber agrees that it's usher if there is shamnunis. Right, that was one possibility. The other possibility was, according to the Ivan, it's usher if you're actually cooking this in a Kli Rishon, but we don't hold like the Ivan. The other time that Tosfos mentions maybe the Ka'aros are Nogos, Zo. And these were not, we said the Achron assume that these are not the reasons for Ramah. Then Tosfos had one last Deya, and here with Betzalel pointed out to me at the end of yesterday's shir that it could have been, should have been more clear here. Tosfos says, right, that the platos are misarvos zo, right, which means, and the Ran explained, that what it means is that, you know, the platos, it goes, you know, basar, the kli, straight into platas chala, and this is not barnat di isura, not through the water, or the Ran added, that it's Eno Omid the Heter Sha'achas, meaning it goes Basar to Kli.
The Taz says the Ran is explaining.
So the Ran says both things, right? The Ran says two things. Where I was a little confused, sorry. This is Tosfos, right? This is Tosfos, and the Ran, he sort of repeats Tosfos's last point the way I listed it now. The platos mix with each other, shaloba, that's what the Taz here is. Our Ran, mevur, tamashini, shel Tosfos yoser, etc. But the Ran also adds, which is quoted in the Shachs of Cut and Hay, he first says, man lemel and shalish, arva platos, abas, replace the cholba, atrolum, so samayim. Maybe the two platos mix, not through the mayim, and then he be owed the mayim shemina not bar not, etc. is only because it's heter, right? Only if it's only the heter sha'achas as opposed to this case. So the Ran says two things. That's where hopefully I'll be a little better. He sort of explains, as the Taz points out, the last or the second or however you counted. Now I'm at the fourth. Keep pushing the order. A reason of Tosfos, and he also says, even if you do look at the mayim, first maybe ignore the mayim. The tam basar goes into the platas chalav, unlike the normal case when it goes into dugim. Or even if you do count the mayim, but the two things go into the mayim at the same time, and then the mayim is not barnat de isura. Okay, and the mechaber disagrees with all these svaris. Halacha lemaisa. For Sfardim, it is no problem. For Ashkenazim, it is usser. How about for Sfardim? What kind of no problem is it? Yeah.
Clarification number one. Are we saying that where the guy thinks that it's barley for him, that we don't trust him?
No, I don't think so. I think they just meant if there is.
Okay. Like, it's not one of those, like...
Right, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. How about for Sfardim? Is it mutar l'chachila to wash milk and fleshig dishes together? Or is this only is this heter only for
d'efet? Depends which explanation you hold by.
So no, for Svardim the answer is pashut. Look in Shachs of Kutn Tes. It says Haini b'di'evet of l'chachila ein l'adichan afilu l'hamechaber. Okay, that's Shach says l'chachilas for the mechaber. Is he right? Yes. It's a mefurish mechaber and orchaim, so it's not just like the shach's shot in mechaber. It's a mefurish mechaber and hilchos Pesach. You can't kasher milk and fleshy dishes together in the same pot, which is the same thing here, right? So for
halacha l'maisa, do we assume they're shamnunis or
no? He's talking about kashering dishes. Okay, you don't kasher dishes with shamnunis. So for the mechaber, it is aser lechatchila and mutter b'di'eved. For the Ramah, it is aser even b'di'eved. Why is it aser lechatchila according to the mechaber? What? Yeah, sorry, Yo.
Kashering and aser lechatchila together, would you also be able, or would you then apply the logic, like you want to kosher something from treif to kosher, and then from milk to
fleshy. Aha. So what he means is you shouldn't kosher milk and fleshy dishes at the same time in the same water, right? So that okay, we have to add a caveat. If they're ben yomo, so nowadays we kosher everything not ben yomo, we avoid these problems. If it's ben yomo, so he says explicitly, why is it aser l'chachila? The Prima Gadim wants to say because aser ligrom not bar not l'chachila. But this is only his shita, because you'll be making the water milk and not burnout l'chachila, but you're not going to mix it with meat. You're just going to mix it with the meat kli. That's where Moshe passed like all the other akronim against. So why is asur l'chachila? So here we have machlokas, says the Prima Gadim, because asur ligrom, not barnat l'chachila, meaning you can't l'chachila, but we disagree, right? But we say it's mutter because it's only going to mix in the end with a kli, not with food. What do I mean? What I mean is that we have basar to kli, to mayim, to a kli chalavi, not the chalav. Remember, that was a machlokes in the Prima Gadim and everyone else, and we reject the Prima Gadim. So, and at the simultaneously, it's chalav, to kli, to mayim, to kli bisari. This is the whole thing, that is aser ligrom lechatchila, that we learned last time, according to Prima Gadim, and mutter, according to all the other achronim that we saw Rav Moshe Pines and Paschal like. So, we don't think the problem for the Mechaber is that you're Gorim Barnat L'Chachila. It's Motor be Gorim Barnat L'Chachila. First of all, the Mechaber himself held this always Motor be Gorim Barnat L'Chachila, remember Ovadia pointed out. And in any case, even if everyone bought the Prima Gadim and Paskin, it's Motor be Gorim Barnat L'Chachila. It's more to make the water Barnat L'Chachila if you're not going to put food in the water, just Kalim. So, why do we say it's also L'Chachila? So, says the Gra in Orachayim, the Gra over there, says the Gra because L'Chachila. Chashash l'das haramah. Obviously, I don't mean the Ramah. I mean the Sefer Truma that the Ramah is based on. Meaning, Sefer Truma. Right? There's a quote between the Sefer Truma and the Rosh. The Chaver was the Rosh. The Ramah was the Sefer Truma. So the Mechaber, even though he passed like the Rosh, it's Motzei L'Chachila, it's Chosh to the Sefer Truma. So even Sfardim can't do this L'Chachila. But B'Diyevet, it's okay. For Ashkenazim, even B'Diyevet, it's Aser. Okay, that's more or less a summary of where we're holding. Now...
So, but that's time he's L'Chachila being Motzei, that the B'Liyos are his Arvos, slash, like, that they need...
Yes, L'Chachila is Choshish for that Sfar, the Mes Arvos without the Mayim, or that the in the Mayim... It's since it doesn't have any second of heter, that's considered not bar not the yisurah. Okay, lechatchila. Now,
according to the number three, that the blios pesarvos, it's not pshat that it's a not bar not the yisurah. The pshat that betzem, it's a straight knot from the kli to kli.
No, that is.
And blios, I guess what you have as number four there.
Yeah. Okay. The Flesha Kalim, the meat went into the Flesha Kalim, from the Flesha Kli, it went into the plate of Chalav.
It's not, oh, okay.
Okay, Now, the Ramah says, however, there's a few exceptions. In some cases, where even Ashkenazim are making the Di'evet. When are Ashkenazim making the Di'evet? The Ramah continues. V'yesha osra afilin shum adobagim. Elam kein echam e'akelim e'en b'nei yomam i'blias kli rishon. V'oz kol akelim mutarim. First heter is osra b'di'evet. Unless echad me hakelim eino ben yomo. I don't mean one of the kelim, one of the types, like either all the fleishik or the melchik, right? If the fleishik is eino ben yomo or the melchik is eino ben yomo, certainly if they're both eino ben yomo, it's okay. What counts as ben yomo? Remember we learned earlier, it only counts as ben yomo if he's been kli rishon the last 24 hours. Why? The svara is very pashut. What happens if at least one of them is eino ben yomo? Let's see, here we have kli bisari ben yomo. And here we have kli chalavi eino ben yomo. And they're cooking, right, together. I mean, one of them could be the pot, or they could be two in the pot, doesn't make a difference. What happens? What happens is, from eino ben yomo doesn't come out any significant taste, because that's tam lefgam, right? So what comes out of here is tam lefgam, therefore it doesn't count. What comes out of here? What comes out of here is a good tam, right? Is what's called a tam leshvach, but it's a not barnat de'etera. Why? Because the milk taste is lefgam, they can create an iser. Then only the meat taste is significant. If only the meat taste is significant, that's a tera. It's only meat. So therefore, the water is parif. Why is the water parif? Again, because once one taste is tam lifgan, it doesn't affect the water, then the other taste is pure hetera. It's just water that was cooked with a fleshy dish. That's called nafarnate hetera. Okay, so that's the chap. As long as one is eino ben yomo, then the water is parif because now it's nafarnate hetera. It can't be iser, because the milk was eino ben yomo. So therefore, it's nafarnate hetera. That's the first chap of the Ramah. If one of them was eino ben yomo. Now, here we have two issues that come up. One of them is miblius kli rishon. Right? Eino ben yomo, miblius kli rishon. How do you know if a kli was used in a kli rishon in the last 24 hours or not? Right? What about a stam kli? So here we have a bit of a discussion. Maybe a machlokas, maybe a discussion. If the shach quotes the isra heter, what about a stam kli? Right? Stam. Now, a stam dirty kli was probably used in the last 24 hours, right? I mean, you remember it's used in the last 24 hours. But what about a stam? What do we mean by this? A stam, salachat. How do they say salachat, a plate? No, they say a teller, right? Teller is Yiddish for plate, right? A teller is just Yiddish for plate. I assume someone's last name is Teller. I don't know. It means they're... great grandfather was a plate. or other things, right? Stam salachat uchedoma. What about a stam plate, etc.? Could it have been used in a kli rishon? It could have. So says the shach quoting the says the isra heter. Says the isra heter. He says we're always worried it might have been used in a kli rishon. We're always worried it might have been used in a kli rishon. How do we know that? From Hilchos Kashering in Or HaChaim. What do we say in Or HaChaim? You have to kasher everything in a kli rishon. Halacha l'maisa. You have to kasher everything in a kli rishon. Even a fork, even a spoon, even a plate, etc. You have to kasher everything in a kli rishon. Oh, but you didn't use it in a kli rishon. You might have. Maybe used in a kli rishon. So he says, stam, we assume everything was used in a kli rishon. Just like in the halachas of kashering.
How are the kiddush cup comes from?
That is part of where the Kiddush cup comes from. You know, it does get a little tricky. I mean, is the Kiddush cup really used in the Kli Rishon? But I think we say, maybe, I mean, hard to say in the Kli Rishon for the Kiddush cup. Hard to say anything. Why didn't Tekash the Kiddush cup at all? Okay, they used to put bread in their Kiddush cups in the old days. They used to, like, soak up the wine with bread in the old days. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's just what it says in the Akron. I wasn't there.
How about the, you were, a lot of people in Pesach, you were with the counter.
Oh, well, that's because you can't put the counters in the Klee Rishon, right? But if you could put the counters in the Klee Rishon, we would. Okay, whether you have to put the counters in the Klee Rishon or not, we'll get to. Right? Big machlok zachron. And we'll have to explain what that means. Anyway, halach lemaisa, let's just see, very simple. Says the Isser v'heter. Choshishen shenishtamesh b'kli rishon. And the proof is, when you kasha them, you kasha them in Kli Rishon. Point at all the achronim, that's not a very good comparison. Why? When you kasha things, you have to kasha them if they were ever used in a Kli Rishon. So your choshta plate was once used in a Kli Rishon. Your choshta fork was once used in a Kli Rishon. Over here, what are we worried about? Whether it's ben yomo of a Kli Rishon. Know, your choshta, every plate was used in a Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours? Right? He says, yeah, in a chanami, if you have a plate that's chametz stick, your choshesh was once put on top of a chametz stick pot. You didn't have a pot cover, you put it on top of the spaghetti. Okay. You have a teaspoon that's chametz stick. Your choshesh that you once stirred oatmeal in the pot with it. But in the last 24 hours? Why, you know, don't you remember what happened in the last 24 hours? So what do we say? The shach limits this. He says, but if you know that was only used in a klisheni in the last 24 hours, then it's mutter. Right? Says the Shach, we don't care if it was ever used in a klisheni shom. We don't care if it's been yomo from a klisheni shom. So all you have to do is remember, in the last 24 hours, did I put in a klisheni shom or not? And if in the last 24 hours you didn't put in a klisheni shom, you're okay. That's obviously, sir, I had to agree. Rabbi Akiva Eger goes a little further. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says, no. He says, only if you're kashering something. You're kashering a chametz de kli. Your choshes was once used in the Kli Rishon. But over here, why should we assume something was used in the Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours? Right? Why? So he says, I have a plate. Why should I be choshed in the last 24 hours it was put in the Kli Rishon? I have a teaspoon. Why should I be choshed in the last 24 hours it was put in the Kli Rishon? That's pretty unlikely, right? So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, he doesn't want to reject the Yisra'el entirely, but he gives one more kula. As Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says, if you know you used it, he just leaves that only, in klisheni, in the last 24 hours, mutter. What does he mean? Even if you don't, you can't say, I'm sure I never put in a Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours, but you know you used it in klisheni. You don't think Choshesh you also put in a Kli Rishon. So unlike the Isra Heter, it makes it sound like everything we think was used in the Kli Rishon. They say, yeah, everything we assume was used in Kli Rishon sometime in the last 5 years. Or in the last year. You want a kasha for Pesach? Assume everything was put in the Kli Rishon sometime in the last year. But over here, we just want to know if it was put in the Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours. Says the Shach, if you're sure you didn't put in the Kli Rishon 24 hours, mutter. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger even more. If you know you used in the Kli Sheni in the last 24 hours, you don't have to be choshesh, you also used in the Kli Rishon. If you don't know what anyone did with it, then we'll be choshesh. We'll be modeth the Isra Heter. You have no idea how anyone used it. Maybe they put in a Kli Rishon. But if you know, you have a teaspoon. You know this teaspoon was used to stir hot chocolate in a mug in a Kli Sheni. You don't have to be choshesh. It was also used to stir a pot.
Not Kli Sheni, or did anything with
the
spoon?
Then cold. Cold would be the same. You know you used this spoon to eat Cheerios with milk in the last 24 hours. You don't have to be choshesh. You also stuck in the pot.
The assumption is you don't use the same thing twice.
Or even if you do, but until proven otherwise, we don't assume that. Right. The other thing is that you usually don't use non-cooking kalim for cooking. I don't mean a spatula. Obviously a spatula is used in Kli Rishon or a pan, you know, or a stirring spoon. I mean like silverware and plates, right? So bottom line is, we pass like Rabbi Akiva Eger. What does that mean? If you wash your dishes together, milk and fleishik, or milk in a fleishik pot, or fleishik in a milk big pot, then, if you know you used it in Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours, that's a problem. If you know you used it in Kli Sheni or cold in the last 24 hours, you just might have also put in a Kli Rishon, but it's not something you usually put in a Kli Rishon, then it is mutter. So halacha lemaisa, what do you mean, what is that bin yomo? If it's a Kli usually used shelo b'Kli Rishon, and you used it recently Shalom B'Kli Rishon. That's where we can make Kula, Shalom B'Kli Rishon. Then that's Mutter. That's considered not using a Kli Rishon, because we're not Choshesh that you also stuck it into a Kli Rishon. That's where we keep Eger's, you know, modification of this Isra Heter. You'd like to throw the Isra Heter out Lagamre. Just say, we're never Choshesh to put in the Kli Rishon in 24 hours. It's unlikely that in one day you would put silverware in a Kli Rishon. But he says, at the very least, if you know you used it cold or Klisheni, we're not Choshesh. What? Thing is, even if we are Choshesh for Davar Gush, since you put a Davar Gush on a plate, well, it depends, but if you put you're saying, what if you cut a Davar Gush with a knife? If we're Choshesh for Davar Gush, then it would have made the home if you... The Ramah's not worried about it, right? But if you hold like a marshal, Choshesh for Davar Gush, then for a plate it's not a big deal, because you would only put on a little part of the plate, and it would only make you take klipa that plate trace, and that would be both the bashisha. The klipa that's been yomo, right? What about a knife or a spoon or a fork, etc., or a lot of them? In pashtos, you would have to, let's see, something often used for a davar gush. That's a good point, right? If it's something which is often used for a davar gush, then you have to be choshesh for a davar gush. And then that could be a bigger problem. Okay, Oren's right. The Rabbi Akiva doesn't point it out here, but he points out something usually used for a davar gush, since we are makkah, like the marshal and davar gush, would taka be a problem. Okay. So then that would be an exception. Okay, Oren ruined our kula here, but it doesn't matter. Usually you remember exactly what you did in the last 24 hours. So you're okay. Okay, that's the first heter of the Ramah. Now he says, "Ramayim nogim isulah hachilo." Go back to this case. The water is pyro. Well, what do we do with this water? We say lachachilo. This water is usher. Nonetheless, usher lachachilo. Why is this water usher lachachilo? The answer is because all the poskim assume. Because we only rely on Nosin Tam Lefgam. This is all based on the heter of Nosin Tam Lefgam. We only rely on the heter of Nosin Tam Lefgam, b'diyeved. We don't rely on the heter of Nosin Tam Lefgam l'chachila. Therefore, l'chachila we throw out the water. What do you mean l'chachila throw out the water? If we throw out the water, isn't that making a treif b'diyeved? Like l'chachila the water's aser. What do you mean l'chachila the water's aser? Can I use the water, or do I have to throw it out? I have to throw it out. Why are we machmir on to throw out water and call that lechachila? What's the chiddush? Chiddush is this is only mutter because it's tam lefgam. We're only relying on tam lefgam b'diyefet. Lechachila we're machmir on tam lefgam. But why is this called lechachila? Right? Why is throwing out water called lechachila? Why don't we say the water is mutter? You can use the water because b'di'evid the water is still kosher. Why don't we say lechachila throughout the water? Normally, we would say if you have something and you want to know whether you can use it or throw it out, that's called b'di'evid, right? If I have a cookie, I want to know if I should throw it out or eat it. That's a b'di'evid shayla. But if I have water, I want to know whether I can use it or throw it out. We say throw it out lechachila. Why do I throw it out lechachila? What?
It's not food.
Who says it's not food?
The Shach.
Says the Shach because it's not, let me say a little better, it's not a final product. After all, what do I do with this water? I wash dishes with it. It's not a final product. It's just something used for processing dishes. Something that's not a final product, throwing that out is called lechachila. B'dyevet means if I have a final product, I don't have to throw it out. Since it's not a final product, I have to throw it out. What does the Taz say, though? Exactly, because it's very cheap. It's very cheap. Because it's very cheap. Water, you know why water is called lechachila? Basically what he's saying is this. Forget about our case. Let's say I have a treif pot that was used 3 days ago. Ina ben yomo. If I cook soup, b'dyevet, I can eat the soup. If I cook hard-boiled eggs, b'dyevet, I can eat the hard-boiled eggs. But if I cook water, then I have to throw out the water. We say lechachila, throw out the water. Why are we so machmir called lechachila? Maybe because water is so cheap that there's no b'dyevet by water. Like, it's just water. Or maybe because you can't call water B'di'evad because it's not a final product. It's not a food, right? It is a, maybe that's even better. It's not a food.
How are you medayek in the shach?
Says the shach, it's not a food, it's just water. Says the Taz. Which cost money. The Shach doesn't say it costs money. The Shach says because it's not a food. And
so saying meaning you're it's not a food. Meaning you're saying you're entering the words. Meaning because it's not done, but it could you could the Taz it could be the Taz would say you enter the words, and it's because it's not a food because it's. It's clue.
Okay, it could be. I'm influenced by the Minchas Yaakov in the Pesach. What's the nafgamina between the Shach and the Taz, if I'm correct?
Heating up hot water.
Exactly. What if I was hot water not for dishwashing, but hot water for
tea.
Drinking, right? What if it was hot water for tea? Nafgamina is hot water for tea. What if I cook hot water for tea, right? In a kli iser. She'eno ben yomo. Right? Boiled. It was already boiled in a kli yeser she'eno ben yomo. Or, in a case like this, it was boiled in a, you know, ben yomo milchik pot with an eino ben yomo fleshy cover or something. So according to the, what I'm saying, according to the shach, we should say it's mutter v'dievet. According to the Taz, meaning... We would say, b'di'eved, you can drink it. According to the Taz, we would say, lechatchila, don't drink it. Right? The Shach would say, well, if you're actually planning to drink this water with the tea, and that's exactly what the Minchas Yaakov says. This is the Minchas Yaakov. In the Pesachei Tshuva, says the Minchas Yaakov, says, if you're cooking the water to drink it, then that's called b'di'evad. You don't have to throw out something you plan to drink. B'di'evad, you're allowed to drink it. Therefore, he says, if you cook water for drinking it, you don't have to throw it out. Well, according to the Taz, of course you have to throw it out. It's still very cheap.
Is it dafka hot water until you wait till it cools down and drink it cold water?
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily.
It doesn't matter. The point is, according to the Shach, if my Diuk is correct, but in any case, the Minchas Yaakov holds this, Bezalel, whether the Diuk and the Shach is right or wrong, the Minchas Yaakov holds this. You don't have to throw out a food. A food is, if you made a food that's called b'di'evad, if you have something that's not a food, that's just used for washing dishes, that's called l'chatchila. When in the Taz, something that costs money is called b'di'evad, something that's cheap is called l'chatchila, and therefore water, you always have to throw out.
Just clarify, one step back,
If I refill it with new water, all the kelim are mutter.
No, what if you, meaning you already washed the kelim. Let's say you washed two kelim in that pot. And you're saying now that the water is now...
I wash one kli ben yomo, one kli ina ben yomo, right? That's the case.
Yeah.
Then all the kelim are totally mutter. No, it's not mutter to do that, l'chatchila. He doesn't say here explicitly, but we assume it's not mutter. We assume it's not mutter to do it, l'chatchila, because you shouldn't do no sin tam of gam, l'chatchila. You know, it's not so much for everyone, but we assume it's not mutter, l'chatchila.
Can you use this water to cook anything? Or just...
No, because since you didn't intend to use it for cooking, then I think everyone would agree you have to throw out this water. That's before Shramah, right? The water, we're asr l'chatchila. Do we call this a situation of b'di'evad, or do we call this a situation of l'chatchila? Okay, let me ask better. Very poshut. Why, if I have, you know, kli iser she'eino ben yomo, right? If I cook in their soup, then it's mutter. If I cook in their water, then it's usher. Why?
We say usher, we mean usher.
To drink.
Lechatchila or
b'diavad? Asur to drink lechatchila.
And the soup is mutter?
To eat b'diavad.
Meaning in this situation.
Meaning, we call eating soup b'diavad and we're mekel, but we call
so using what? Why the words are different?
No, but the psak is different. Forget lechatchila. Why is the soup mutter and the water asur? Either the water is usher is because it's not food, or because it's cheap. Right? And what does that mean? That even though the water is cooked b'dieved, we consider it l'chachila. Why do we consider it l'chachila? Either for formal reasons, because we don't yet have an edible product, we don't yet have it's not a food, or because it's cheap.
Aren't we just saying the water is usher l'chachila and so would the soup? We're just talking different
here? No, we're not saying that at all. Saying the water is usher to use. The soup is mutter to use. Either way, it's usher to cook. It was usher to cook. It's usher to cook in an Einu Ben Yomo treif pot. Or it's usher to cook with Geben Yomo and Einu Ben Yomo milk inflation kelim. Once you already cooked, it's mutter to eat the soup. That's no sintam of gam. It's mutter to eat it. But it's usher to use the water. Why is it usher to use the water? Because the water is really b'dievet. So the point is, it's because, since it's not food, therefore, b'dieved counts as l'chatchila. That's what we're saying. For one of these two reasons, for water, b'dieved, water counts as l'chatchila, more machmer on it. That's the difference between water and soup. A water that's already cooked with the b'dieved counts as lechatchila, and therefore we're machmer. Now, this would make common sense, certainly according to what the Taz says, right? If you ask someone who didn't know anything, they would say, well, yeah, the soup is, you can eat with the b'dieved. You, well, don't drink the water with the b'dieved. After all, it's so cheap, just get new water, right? That's what the Taz is saying, that b'dieved water, we're machmer because we consider b'dieved water to be like lechatchila. The chakir is just, why is b'dieved water? Right, we're always machmer lechatchila. But we're machmer b'dieved on water. Why? Because even though the water is b'dieved, it's like l'chachila. And we're machmer. Why is water like l'chachila? Because it's not a food, or because it's cheap? Nafkamina being, what if it was mayim l'shtia? L'shtia, according to this pshat, it is mutter to use. According to this pshat, it is usher to use. Oh. Okay, Shlomo, you'll have to take it home and wrap your head around. Yeah?
Are we saying the cliche anyone is also is not mutter
about him? We're in, what do you mean? You mean to wash them together in the first place?
Yeah.
For sure not mutter
of chachila. And also the fazer and fazer?
No, that's the Mechutah of Shemim Gadim and Rav Moshe.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so now, what's the Hachra, by the way, in this? You'd be surprised how much there is on the Shaila, which seems like a very important question. But there's a Prima Gadim in Simen Tzadi Dalet, Mishpitzo Zohar, so Katan Tess, who makes a Chiluk. He says, there's really Tzvei Dinim in Nosan Tam of Gam. There's the gzeir of Nosan Tam of Gam by a Jewish kli, and by a goyish kli. By a Jewish kli, we're more machmir, because it's more likely to lead to a michshel. By a goyish kli, we're more mekel, because like it's a goyish kli, so you're not going to use it so much. So, hachra, what's the hachra in this case? The hachra, the prima gadim, in this case, is that if it belongs to a goy, we're mekel. If it belongs to a Jew, we are machmer. So if this happens, you had an Einu Ben Yomo treif pot, and you heated water for tea. Can you use that water or not? The answer is, if a guy did, if it's a guy's house, then you can't use the water for tea. If it's in a Jew's house, you can't. The logic being, in a Jew's house, we're more machmer on this zera, because it's more likely the Jew will make a mistake and use a ben yomo, and if he uses an ainu ben yomo treif pot, we'll use a ben yomo treif pot. Okay, so that anyway, the hachra lemaisa about this mayim l'shtia, that's this piskei tshuvas of cutting hay, according to Michas Yaakov. If I boil water in a tea kettle, but that tea kettle is treif ainu ben yomo, So, can I drink that water or not? The answer is, if it's Jewish, I can't. If it's Goyish, I can. That's the shara that the Prima Gadol makes. Because we're more machmer in a Jewish house, because we're more worried that this treif in a Jew's house is going to end up being a mechshel. Okay. Continuing. The Ramah. Where were we? We were in the Ramah. Unless one of the kelim is not ben yomo. Or, what's the second case the Ramah is making? Avalot shneim ben yomo, v'idiachosam v'yachem t'vishna kol aser. V'achi noagim me'in l'shanos. V'davka shu'ud ch'v'yachem t'vishna l'hukh zeh harzeh, o v'kli shen yefil v'yachem kol shari. Okay, those are the other two kulas of the Ramah. Bazeh harzeh is classic notes in town of gum. First, I put the fleshy kelim in the water. Then I take them out. That's very important, although it's not called zeh harzeh. And then I put the milky kelim in the water. What do I mean? I can't put this on the board. But what does zeh harzeh mean? First, I put the fleshy kelim in the hot water. Then that's Doug and Charles, they make the water, not Barnat the Atera. Then I take the Flesh of Kalim out, and then I put the Milch of Kalim in the water. Okay. The water was not Barnat the Atera. You're allowed to mix the water with milk. So I can put the Milch of Kalim in the water. Not a problem. If I put the Flesh of Kalim in the water and leave them there and then put the Milch of Kalim in the water, that's Usher. Then we're in the water at the same time. What it means here is first only Flesh of Kalim and then only Milch of Kalim. That's a case of Zeh or Zeh, which is Mutter. And it's even more to the Gromel Chachila, according to everyone about the Prima Gadol. Or Klisheni, if I wash them in a Klisheni, or I wash in a Klisheni, then of course that's much of a B'dievet, because a Klisheni is not Mevashel, so it doesn't make a Blia. So let's say I take my milk and fleshy dishes, and they're both Ben Yomo, but I put them in a Klisheni together, it's not a problem, because Klisheni does not make a Blia. Much of a d'yevet. And there, even if there have shuman on them, it would be much of a d'yevet. Because a klisheni doesn't make a blia. The Taz points out the Marshal argues and thinks that a klisheni does make a blia. But we don't normally assume that. We'll get to it in some okay, but we don't normally assume that. Okay, so the difference between these different cases are...
Can you explain why with d'yevet is leftover klisheni is fine?
Because a klisheni doesn't cause the taste to transfer, because it's not hot enough. So, it doesn't matter. Nothing will go into the plates. A klisheni is like cold. It's like washing them cold together. Okay, you wouldn't mix them together more than necessary. But a klisheni is considered cold halachically. If it's cold, then it doesn't mess up any of the kalim. Okay, so, let's just... Mitzalo, can you give me the board, please? Thank you so much. Chaser, the three have tear with the Ramah.
We're going to take it again.
Okay. The three have tear with the Ramah for washing milk and fleshy dishes together are... Number one, we'll see, in the next sip, there's another hedge of the Mechag, right? Number one, if one of them is Eidim and Yomo, also get a cold flavor, Eidim and Yomo. Number two, if you don't put them in the water at the same time, they don't overlap in the water. First is only Melchik in the water, then is only Fleshik in the water. And number three is if the dishwashing bin is a cliche, because then it's halachically cold.
You say it's all the same pound, all three of those reasons, they're all just accomplishing blias in the water, not being...
No. If you look at the term of the Ramah, give me a second, three haterim of the Ramah, they're all based on different things, right? What's the base of three haterim of the Ramah? Aleph, echad mehem, or certainly both of them, eino ben yomo, bet, hazeh harzeh, Gimel, Hadacha, you're washing in a klisheni. Again, we're not talking about how they were used in the last 24 hours. We're talking about how you wash them. So these are all different. What is the svara? The svara is that the pletas eino ben yomo is no sin tam lifgam, and therefore the pleta of the plea that is ben yomo is not bar not the hetera. Because once one side is no sin tam lifgam, the other side is hetera. What's the heter of bazer harzeh? The heter is that the pleta of the first one is not bar not the hetera, because the first one's in by itself, right? The plate of the first one is not bar not detera, because you put the first one in by itself. There's only fleishik in there. And then there's only milchik in there. Plate of the second is also not bar not detera, right? The plate of platas, you know, of each type, the plate of each type is not bar not detera, because you have each type in there only by itself. The reason for this is because klisheni eino Mavliya klisheni doesn't make the bliya go in. The difference, give me a sec, the difference between them is two things. Number one, is it mutter to wash this way l'chachila? Is it mutter to wash this way l'chachila? So here, no, because no seitam l'fgam is aser l'chachila. We only rely on Osin Tam Lechgam B'diyev, but not Lechatchila. Here's also no, because Lechatchila Chayshinan, that Klisheni does cause the Bliya to go into the Kelim. Lechatchila, we're always choshed, Klisheni does make the Bliya go into the Kli. It's only B'diyev we're making. Over here, Lefi the Prima Gadim, Aser Lechatchila, Aser Ligrom, not Barnat Lechatchila. And the fee of all the other poskim, you know, lahalacha, the shar poskim, mutter. Oh, you're being gorim not barnat lechachila by putting the fleshik dishes. It's okay. You're making the water not barnat lechachila, but you're not going to put cheese in it, only milchik dishes, so it's okay. The other nafkamina would be, what if the other nafkamina would be, what if there was shuman on the dishes? Right? If there was shuman on the dishes, then it was a klisheni. It would still mean mutter b'diyevet. We don't like our shal. We hold up this klisheni b'diyevet. Doesn't make any bliya. Right? Mutter b'diyevet. Against the marashal and the taz. Marashal says, no, klisheni will make a bliya and make the shuman go into the dishes. We say, no, klisheni doesn't make a bliya. In this case, then it would for sure be usher b'diyevet if there was significant shuman. When you put the first one in, the shuman stays in the water. Put the fleshik dishes in, there's gravy in the water. Now you put milking dishes in the water with gravy. That's obviously usher. In this case, if one of them had shuman, then it would depend which one had shuman. Right? It would depend which one had shuman. If the eino ben yomo Haya Allah Shuman, then everything's Aser. Why? Because the Tam for the Ben Yomo combines the Shuman for the Eina Ben Yomo in his treif. But if, this is what Mashach points out, the Ben Yomo Haya Allah Shuman, what if it was Ben Yomo that had Shuman on it? The Eina Ben Yomo is clean, the Ben Yomo had Shuman on it. Then, if we think about it, the Ben Yomo has its own taste and its Shuman. The Eina Ben Yomo doesn't give out its own taste. Then, well, if you think logically, you should be able to figure this out for yourself, right? What are these two cases? These two cases, right? This case is here. This is not so good. Here we have Eino Ben Yomo plus Shuman, and here we have Ben Yomo clean. So, what's the problem? Here we have Shuman Basar, and the taste goes into here, and that's not Barnat. The Isura. It's basically taste of milk going into Fleshik gravy. That's a big problem. In this case,
And therefore, it is all usher. You have this grave becomes treif. In this case, here you have the eino ben yomo is clean, and the ben yomo has shuman. So what happens? Nothing comes out of here. No sintam of gam. Nothing comes out of there. But the shuman goes out of here and goes into here. In which case, the eino ben yomo becomes treif because the shuman went into it. Ben yomo's fine because no significant taste came out of the eino ben yomo. So then the kli ben yomo is mutter and the eino ben yomo is aser. Okay, that's what the shach says earlier in Sif Katan. Okay, that's the first part of the Ramah in terms of washing dishes together. Now we get to a trickier case. Continuing the Ramah, Vim Ira Mikli Rishon Shal Basar Al Kli Cholov Dino Kikli Rishon Va'Oser Mahayu Ben Yomo. Yes.
Why in the case of Bezal Karzeh is the second plate and not the Yisroel?
Why is it? How would it be not parnet?
Because
no, it's already par. Because it was not parnet at Tera, so it was par.
Oh, it became par.
That's like putting kutak into the dugim afterwards.
Right, okay.
Okay, great. Now here's the next case. What if I pour from a kli rishon into a kli rishon? Here we have, here we have kli rishon ben yomo, full of mayim, and I'm pouring the mayim down. And it's landing into a kli that is ben yomo. Basically, I'm pouring from ben yomo milchik into ben yomo fleishik, and it's boiling hot kli rishon. So what's the din? Now, is it like, what's the big machlokas? Is it like biyachad? Or is it like bazeh achar zeh? Is this like washing them together? Because together at this moment, the mayim is touching both kelim. And therefore it's not barnati yisura. Or no, it's bezeh harzeh. First the mayim touches the milchik kli, then it goes through the air, and then it touches the fleishik kli. So it's not barnati atera. Right? If it's bezeh harzeh, it was in the milchik kli, not barnati atera, so it's parif. Then it goes in the fleishik kli, it doesn't matter, it's not barnati atera. Because time-wise, it has to leave one kli to go to the other. Or you say, no, since it's an unbroken stream, it's like in both kelim at the same time. Right? That's the machlokas. Who is this machlokas between? The Ramah and the Shach. Says the Ramah, Sif Gimel, Aser B'dieved. He says, nope, that's like B'yachad. It's like it's in the milk and fleishik kli at the same time. It's considered to be in the milchik fleishik kli at the same time. Since it's touching both kelim at the same time, it's a not bar not d'isura. That's a bit of a chiddush. The Shach, not here, the Shach much earlier, I mentioned at the time, Sif Katan Hey, disagrees at the very least theoretically. Shach. Hey says, no, this is mutter b'dieved, we'll modify in a moment. The Shach really seems to have the better taina. He says, but it's not both kelim at the same time. It has to leave the milchik kli before it lands in the fleishik kli. Or, I hope I have the right kelim. Or leave the fleishik kli before it lands in the milchik kli, in the example of the Ramah. Okay, so the Shach disagrees. He says, no, it's like first being in the milchik kli and then being in the fleishik kli. That's not for not dehetera. Okay, halacha lemaisa. First of all, this is only a problem if it's what kind of irui? It's a lonosak hekiluch. If there's a break in the stream, then of course it's not both kelim at the same time, right? If there's a break in the stream, then pashut it's mutter. Because some of it's in the milchik kli, some of it's in the fleishik kli, and they never touch.
It's not transferring the tam to anything. I mean, isn't that far now that it's...
The tam comes from the milk to the milchik kli to the water, yeah. And from the fleish to the fleishik kli to the water. So that's not pranati isura. Or no. First it comes from the milk to the milk of cleat of the water, not pranati teira, and then later it goes into the flesh of cleat, but it's already parf. So the simple shot is like the shach. The shach says, look at all the svaras. What are you going to say? The plates of meat touch the plates of the milk without going through the water? It can't be, because the plates of my milk are here. The plates of meat are here. How can they get to each other if not through the water? You're going to say, at the exact same moment, it's not pranati isura. No, that's not true. Because it takes a moment to fall, and at that first moment, it's not pranati teira. So the shach seems to have the upper hand here. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? Not really the shach is correct, but lemaisa, no hagin lahachmir, the shach admits, no hagin lahachmir, if there's no hefsin meruba. Okay, even though the shach really seems to have the logical upper hand here above the Ramah, the minig is to be machmer if there's no hefsin meruba. If this would happen, you could. Now, this won't happen all the time, right? But let's say, because usually, you know, one of them will be inu binyomo. But let's say you're pouring water, and you happen to be pouring from a binyomo fleshik pot into a binyomo milchik bowl or binyomo milchik strainer. Then that's the machlok zeram on the shach, and if there's no hefsin meruba, we are machmer like the Ramah. However, says the Prima Gadim here, in the Mishmitzos Zahav Yud Gimel right here, he says the Svar, the Ramah, first of all, he points out that the Taz says, what's the Svar, the Ramah? It's considered to be in both kelim at the same time, so it's all attached, as long as it's an unbroken stream. But the Prima Gadim points out, However, says the Prima Gadim, non lahachmir rak bikli hatachton. We only say the bottom one's treif, not the top one's treif. It's hard to say the top one's treif because, like, everything's coming from it. It's not going back into the top one. It's going into the bottom one. So what do we say? We say the top one is hard to say it's treif. First it was in the top kli, then it left. The top kli never met the bottom kli. Top kli, how can the bottom kli be on the top kli? It goes against time. It falls out of the top into the bottom. How could the time go up?
Would the Ramah answer the top one also?
The Prima Gadim claims he wouldn't. The Prima Gadim claims he wouldn't, and we're so much on him. I can't promise you what the Ramah himself would say, because I have no evidence. Prima Gadim claims that, says the Prima Gadim, it's really, this is assumed in the Taz earlier in Siman Sadi Dalit, so he's not making it up, that even the Ramah would only ask for the bottom kli. Legabi, the bottom kli, we see it as a naparnati isura. But legabi, the top kli, it's hard to ask for the top kli, because nothing from the bottom kli ever touched the top kli. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, if this actually happened, you had a ben yomo milchik bowl, and a ben yomo fleshik pot, and you poured parif, it doesn't have to be water, it could be vegetable soup, from the bowl into the pot. Not with the ladle. From the bowl into the pot, or whatever, you had a ben yomo fleshik ladle and a ben yomo milchik pot. Right? Then, if it was a ladle, we could be mitzari if those were made by ladles, probably, and be makel here. I think we would be makel. Let's say you poured from a pot into a bowl, you poured vegetable soup from a fleshik ben yomo pot into a milk ben yomo bowl. If we don't have some ruba, we would asur the bowl. That's the psak. Now, here comes the tricky part. Let's go. The kula that the Ramah quotes in the Isra Heter, and this is where all the sinks and the dishwashers come from. At least the sinks. Dishwashers will need the next sip also. Avalav Iramayim wrote from Shein Shal Basra L'Shachalot. You poured boiling water, which is neither milk nor flesh, which again, you could also be soup, vegetable soup. But you poured, let's say, boiling water, boiling powder. Al-Kelim shall bust the chol b'yachad. On fleshing and milchik dish at the same time. Tzal, can you get me another board for me, please? On fleshing and milchik dish together.
Right, this can happen. What's the example? You accidentally put milk and fleshing kale in the same sink. And maybe they're dirty. They have shuman dog ahead. Maybe taka, there's cheese on the kale, and there's a little piece of meat on the fleshing kale.
And you pour boiling water on them, right? You turn on the boiling water. Says the Ramah, hakol shari, it's all mutter. Well, good kula.
It's all mutter. Why? The ain iroi kikli rishon mamish yasa shakim shemaralim yivlu mizomizat. Iroi. Again, here we're talking about iroi. Until now, we weren't talking about iroi. Until now, we were talking about kli rishon or kli sheni, right? Soaking a kli rishon or soaking a kli sheni. We're important. We're talking about pouring. Because in the old days, the way they usually washed dishes was they didn't have running water. They put them into a basin of hot water. Now we're talking about modern dishwashing. A lot of modern dishwashing is you pour hot water on something. So if you pour hot water on milk and flesh and kalim, even dirty together, it's no problem. Iwa is not mamish like a kli rishon that would make the kalim absorb from each other. Okay, good heter of the Ramah. Good cool of the Ramah. Iwa is not mamish like a kli rishon. A real kli rishon makes all the tastes combine, and therefore it would be a problem. You have pieces of cheese, pieces of meat, according to Ashkenazim. If you don't have pieces of cheese and of meat, just the yomo kalim of meat and cheese, it would be treif. But over here, if it's just Iroi, it's no problem. Okay, what's the svara of the Rama? Now here, we have a bit of a machlokas. This is the yesod of the machlokas between the Moshe and the Menchas Yitzhak. About six. But first, let's just try to figure out the svara of the Rama on our own.
Is that just Ashkenazim?
No, I think Sfardim would also agree, because the Mechaber doesn't express a different opinion here. But what does it mean? Meaning, Iroi, we know, it's only Mevliach de Klipa. But what does he mean by this? So, without getting to all the details, what's the Svara of the Rama? So here, it's going to be a little tricky, because it's going to be a little hard to justify the Menchus Yitzhak, but let us... What does the Shach say the Svara of the Rama is? Right, what do you have here? Here you have water. Again, we'll make water green because it's paras. Boiling water. Here you have fleshik dishes, made with dirt. And milchik dishes, made with dirt. Says the Rama's all mutter. Why is it all mutter? You have boiling hot water going on fleshik and milchik dishes and fleshik and milchik schmutz.
It's strong enough to have it be mavliya and to be mavliya.
Even correct. Even though we know that Iwar is mavliya k'dei klipa, Iwar makes the bliya go in or out k'dei klipa. That means that Iroi can make the blia of the Iroi go into a kli. If I pour hot milk on something, it'll go in kadei klipa. Or if I pour hot water on a block of cheese, it'll make the water milk in kadei klipa. Iroi can make one transfer kadei klipa, but it can't make two transfers. What do I mean by two transfers? To take the taste from one kli, put into another kli. Or to take the taste from schmutz and put into a kli. Iroi is not strong enough to do two things. Take the taste from one item and put it into another item. It's only strong enough to give its own taste to something or to take taste from something. And Rav Moshe says, hold on. Is it really considered two things? Why doesn't it just like, you know, it doesn't have to get the taste out of the cheese and put it into the fleshy kli. It could just put the cheese in the fleshy kli. No, because it has to heat up the cheese and put it in the fleshy kli. That counts as two things. Okay, so what is the svara of the Ramah? What is this case? Says the Ramah, mutter, obviously, the pivot. What's the svara? The Shach explains the svara is that. Now, here's the tricky part. Iwari can get the taste out of something and put it into something. How do we know that? From Hilchos Melicha. If I pour boiling water on a freshly shechted chicken, that is a problem.
The blood.
Because it takes the blood out and puts it back in. And then now it absorbs blood, and now it's treif. But, see, that's why it's not such a question, Svara. But, says the Ein Iroi Maflit Omavlia Litokli. Yeah, Iroi is enough that can get the taste from one food to another food. Right? Let's just say, what can Iroi do? Here is the Iroi. And here is an object. Iroi can make the tam. Can do one thing. It can make the tam of itself go into here. That is called mavliya. Make its own taste go into the thing it lands on. So if you pour milk, it'll make it milk k'dei klipa. If you pour treif, it'll make it treif k'dei klipa. What else can it do? It can make the taste of the things land on k'dei klipa go into itself. It's mafla k'dei klipa.
and mavliya kdei klipa, right? It can make the taste of the hot liquid go into the thing it lands on, or the taste of the thing it lands on go into the hot liquid. Not only that, it can even... It can even make the taste of these two things go into each other. It can even be maflit, get taste out, umavliya. It can even get taste out and put it into a food. But what it can't do, according to the Ramah, is it can't get taste out of something and put it into a kli. Because kelim are harder. And therefore, it can get its own taste into the kli, but its own taste is water. That's not going to hurt anyone. Right? It can't get any of this taste into here or any of this taste into there. It can't trafe up. Basically, Iroi of water can never trafe off a kli, because the water itself is neutral, and it can't get the taste out of one thing and put into a kli. Iroi of milk can trafe off a kli. Iroi of boiling milk poured can trafe off a kli. Boiling chicken soup can trafe off a kli, etc. But boiling water can never trafe off a kli, because it has no taste. And if it takes taste out of something else, it can't get it into a kli. That's the svara of the Ramah.
And we're not concerned about the shamnunis. Let's say there's
It'll get the taste of the cheese shamnunis into the meat gravy, and the taste of the meat gravy into the cheese shamnunis. But that goes down the drain, right? We're not eating that. That goes down the drain. But it can't get the taste of any of that into a kli. So it can't get the taste from a food into a kli.
How did
the Ramah know this? Not my problem. How did the Ramah know this? He quoted from the Isra Hetzer. Okay, done.
What? There's no indication one way or the other as to why both is finished.
Aha. I don't know. It's a good question. But that's what he says. Notice he didn't actually say any of this. This is what we think he meant. Okay. Now, who disagrees with him? Who disagrees with the Ramah? Shaka Mataz. We don't hold from this cool at all. Says the shafts of cut and chaf. Kasha leaks in Simon Samaches. We see that it cooks kadei klipa. Yes, it'll make a chicken maflidu mavliya. But not into a kli that's very hard. That's the sword of the Ramah. But then he says, then he says someplace a little later, he quotes from the Rav Chaim Cohen, who says that if you pour on a bloody chicken, it will make the kli treif. So we see here that will make a kli treif. That's even a cliche in according to the Shita. Certainly for us, Iroi will make a kli treif. Marshal also says Iroi will make a kli treif, etc. We paskin that it is usser. Okay. And that's the way most... And the Shach quotes that even the Torah Schata says we're knowing to Aser if there's no Hefsin Meruba. So even the Torah Schata, the Ramah, a different book, was a little more machmir. Okay, now, what do they say? They say, no, Iroi is Maflit Umavliya Litokli. What about the following case?
We pass again, yes.
Good point. What about the following case? Adds the Shach next, though. Says the Shach next. However, give me a second. Heim nekiyim vada yesh lahatir. Okay.
What if they're both clean.
What if they're both clean? Then he thinks we can be sure be makel. Meaning, we don't, because there's an old tzad of not bar not.
right? And even if you'll say, no, maybe this like napranati isura. Now, when it comes to pouring water, we're not worried it's napranati isura. First it hits one, then it hits the other. They're not cooking at the same time. So he says, this is pashut. Says the shach, mutter, because of not barnat the hetera, because he understands that the iroi hamayim nogin, or mutter because of not barnat the hetera. After all, the mayim gets taste out of the milchik kli, but that's not for not that tera. It gets taste out of the fleshik kli, that's not for not that tera. If you say it gets taste out of both kelim at the same time, nah, because the water's flowing, it touches one kli and then it touches the other kli. It doesn't touch both kelim at the same time. Right? Since it's flowing, it's considered to touch the two kelim not at the same time. Okay. Here's the tricky part. What about this case? What about if it lands on two kelim and there's no heter of not for not? Here you have a kli iser, and you have a kli heter. Right? No heter, not for not, because the kli iser is isura. So says the shach, then he's mesopak. Nere da filu naki, asur et sarich ion bazeh. Sarich ion, he says. Says the shach. It's a suffix. What's the suffix? He's not sure, even though he passed against Rama, that Iroi is strong enough to get taste out of a food and put it into a kli. Maybe Iroi is not strong enough to get taste out of a kli and put it into a kli. Right? Maybe it's not that strong. Suffig, am Iroi maflit mitoch kli umavliya litoch kli. It's a suffix. Can Iroi get food out, taste out of one clean to another clean, like two hard things, out of one clean to another clean, or Iroi's not that powerful? Shach the suffix about that. Okay, what is he paskin?
Lemaisa. Aser. Mutter. Makom. Hefzed meruba.
Okay, that's that for the shach. It's mutter, makom, hefzed meruba.
Is that the same as far as the
No. This is maflit from food and maflit latokli. Here it's maflit from a kli and maflit latokli. That's harder. That takes more power. Iroi is powerful enough to get taste from the schmutz and put it into a kli. But it's not powerful enough to get taste out of a kli into another kli if both of them are clean. Notice there are no dots on these kelim, right? That means they're clean. Right? And one last case the shach deals with, and here I keep Eger attacks him, but we're not going to get into that now. It's complicated enough as it is. What about this case? What if you have dirty milchik and non-dirty fleshik? So, dirty milchik and non-dirty fleshik. What do we say here? Says the shach here. Gam mekelim shavos ochol shechem naki echem einu naki shanaki aser she'enu naki tzarech ion. Right. What does he say? He says this is aser because Iroi takes from food. Because according to the shach, this is all according to the shach. Iroi is maflit me'ochel umavliya l'tok kli. It gets the taste from the little piece of cheese into the kli. But how about this one? This one is suffik. We're mesupik whether you can take taste out of the fleshik kli and get it into the milchik kli. If you do, it's not for not the isura, because the taste comes out of the fleshik kli into the piece of cheese. But can it then go into the milchik kli? Suffik. Same suffik. Whether Iroi is maflit mitochli umavliya litochli. Right? So one of these, the shach would say is usher, because Iroi can get the little bits of cheese taste into the flesh of kli, but can it get the flesh taste out and into little bits of cheese and then into the milk of kli? That is mesopik.
we say that it hits one clean and the other, it hits the second clean, is it not Yishenia?
Hold that thought. I apologize. I'm going to have to ask you to hold that thought. Okay. Now, let's stop now on the Shulchan Aruch. And see what this has to do with sinks. Okay, what does Rav Moshe say about sinks? We just need one more piece. Well, let's see what the din of sinks is. Right? Now, what's unique about a sink? What's unique about a sink is that you never put a sink in a Kli Rishon. Right? I mean, it'd be sort of impossible. Right? I mean, I guess theoretically you could like build a fire in your sink and boil water there, right? Or you could put an one of these immersion coils in your sink, but obviously that's never going to happen. Your sink is never a Kli Rishon. What happened to your sink? Eroi! The sink is Eroi Kli Rishon. That's why this Ramah is so important. The sink is all Eroi Kli Rishon. Right? We assume the pipes are all a Kli Rishon because they're attached to the boiler. Right? So your faucet is a Kli Rishon because it's attached to the boiler. So the sink is Eroi Kli Rishon. So what's the status of sinks? Great question. So let's see what this has to do with. Right? When I was born in America, right? Almost everyone had only one sink. There wasn't this two sink thing yet. Maybe some very rich people had. But most people did not have two sinks. Only very rich people had two sinks. But nowadays, even, middle class people have two sinks. Those who are like renting apartments are still stuck with one sink. Anyone who like has a house always like redoes their kitchen and puts in two sinks. Okay. And if someone here has a house and only has one sink, okay. So my profit to you is you should get money to remodel your kitchen and put in two sinks. Okay, but let's say, but in the old days, first of all, no one even owned their house. They all rented apartments on the Lower East Side, and everyone was very poor, and also it was just like a different way of looking at things. No one ever remodeled their kitchens, and everyone had one sink. So what do you do if you have one sink for meat and milk? It is a problem. So, according to the Ramah, is it a problem to use the same sink for meat and milk? According to the Ramah, what happens when you put fleishik in your sink and run the hot water? Now again, let's assume you're not stupid, right? You're not putting milk and meat in your sink at the same time, right? You're like a normal Orthodox Jew. You wash milk and separately and fleishik separately.
Nothing happens to the sink.
So if you run the boiling water over the fleishik in the sink, anything happen?
No,
because boiling water cannot get the taste out of the fleishik and put into the sink. If you run boiling water with milk in the sink,
nothing.
It can't get the taste out of the milk and put in the sink. Nothing, no problem. So according to the Ramah.
That's not
what? The Ramah doesn't say if it's l'chachila or it's not l'chachila. He doesn't say if it's l'chachila or not l'chachila. But think about it this way. We're not talking about l'chachila. You already washed milk in your sink.
What's your status?
Right, you're allowed to wash milk in your sink, right? Right. You already washed milk in your sink. Now your sink did not become milchik.
Right.
So b'di'evit, your sink is still pyrav. Now you're allowed to wash fleishik in a pyrav sink. B'di'evit, your sink is still pyrav. You're okay. According to the Ramah, Lefi Ramah, what happens when you wash chalavi in sink? According to Ramah,
nothing.
Sink is not boleya. You wash bisari in sink. Sink is not boleya. Then, the sink is not, basically your sink stays brand new, kosher power, right? Your sink stays kosher power forever. Okay, let's think of it this way. Etc.
Even if there's
mamashas, right? Remember, according to our ma, ain't you were maflit from anything and put into a cleat.
Why is that called the maflit?
So Rav Moshe asks, why is it called being maflet? Like, if there's gravy, why isn't just being mavliya the gravy in? Yeah. Rav Moshe says, no, because the gravy starts out cold. So therefore, since it has to, like, get the gravy hot and then mavliya, that counts as maflet and mavliya. Okay, how about lefi shach, though? How about lefi shach? When you wash chalavi in the sink, again, you wash dirty chalavi. That's the whole point. You wash dirty dishes. Right. So, the sink absorbs tam chalav, right? Sink absorbs tam chalav. When you wash bisari in the sink, then what happens? Sink absorbs Tambosar. Uh-oh. Now what's the sink?
Treif.
Sink is treif.
If it's been normal.
Assuming you wash flaching and milk dish within 24 hours of each other. Yeah. Okay, everyone washes flaching milk and dish within 24 hours of each other, right?
Breakfast and lunch.
What?
Hold on.
The sink absorbs Tambosar. Now.
Also the Bissari.
One second. You have a treif sink. Now we have to ask, who cares if you have a treif sink, right? Do we care if you have a treif sink or not? So the question is, can the boiling water get the tam of the treif sink into your dishes?
According to
the shach, that's a suffix. That's a suffix. Then you get to the suffix. Can the Eroi get the tam out of the treif sink and into my dishes?
Yeah, that's something even before that, because if you wash the flachic second, so maybe the milk...
Correct. Will it get the tam chalav? Yes. Correct. Same thing, right? And now... Suffolk, whether the sink. Yitz is absolutely right, but I don't think it makes a difference. Makes the dishes treif. Meaning, the sink definitely makes the water treif. The cherry taste from the sink goes into the water, but who cares? I care whether the Eroi can get the tam out of the sink, which is a hard clean, into my dishes. Suffolk, whether the sink makes the dishes treif. And therefore, what do we have to assume? That our dishes are treif. But Makom Hefzid Merubar dishes are kosher. Okay, that's clearly far from Lechachila, right? Safek, and therefore, Lemaisa, Aser, unless there is a Hefzid Merubar. Okay, now we have a problem, right? We're mostly not getting too far yet. We have a problem because then the Eroi, according to Ramah, everything's Gevaldik. According to the Ramah, a sink can never be you can make a sink treif. If you pour boiling milk in your sink, you can make it milchik, because that's only mavliya. If you pour boiling chicken soup in your sink, you can make it fleishik. But that's not a common thing. Who pours boiling milk in the sink? You know, we do pour boiling water in the sink. You strain pasta or something. But we don't usually pour boiling milk in the sink. We don't usually pour boiling chicken soup in the sink, that's a pretty uncommon thing to do.
But even if you did,
Your sink still couldn't hurt your tail. Correct. Yeah. But Lemaisa, our sink is going to be kosher, pyre, brand new, even if it was a goy, right? I mean, you don't need any not burn out that tira here or anything. Even if it's a goyish sink. Well, I don't know what the guy poured in the sink. If he poured
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. And even if the sink was treif, the water can't get, boiling water can't get the treif out of the sink and put it into my kelim. So, my Yisrael, we're all good. According to the shach, though, in most post-Nuvi with the shach, you have a problem. According to the shach, no, it does get the taste of the milchik schmutz into the sink and the taste of the fleishik schmutz into the sink. Now the sink is treif. Can it get the treifness out of the sink and into my dishes, or the milkiness or the fleshiness out of the sink and into my dishes? Suffolk. That's a suffolk in the shach, and he's not the have some ruba. Meaning, I wouldn't call the people who use one sink so far eating treif, but Makom have some ruba. There's room to be made. Okay, we're not going to win an avarian, but it's clearly not okay. So, this is obviously not all Ramosh has to say. Ramosh says this is all true until you see another shach. What's the other shach? Sivkat and Yudches. Shach Sivkat and Yudches, quoting in Isra Heter. Rekasim Torah Tachlos Shom Meshem Isra Heter Ha'aruch. Da'filo b'ma'arim iklishol Isra iklishol Heter. Even if you pour from a treif kli, meaning you pour treif, right? Anything in a treif kli is treif, right? Even if you only cook vegetable soup in a treif kli, it becomes treif, it becomes chana, right? Ein lesser rekha kli shabak hiluach iurei lov. You only answer the kli that the stream originally hit. What's he saying? Let's say I'm pouring treif. I don't know, I'm pouring boiling hot lard. Great. Yummy, boiling hot lard. I'm pouring boiling hot lard. And I'm pouring it onto all my kosher dishes. And what happens to this lard? Anyone knows you pour it. It starts splattering all over the place. It goes all over this lard. Says the shach, only the top dish is usher.
Only the top dish is usser. The rest of the dishes are mutter. Why? Because the top dish got Iwari from a Kli Rishon. No, they all got Iwari from Isser. The top dish got Iwari from a Kli Rishon. Where did the next dish get Iwari from? From the top dish. Right? It got Iwari from the top dish, right? Meaning, this got Iwari from a Kli Rishon, right? This is a Treif Kli Rishon, right? Assuming it's boiling hot, right? If I pour from a Treif Kli Rishon, it's not an issue. I'm pouring from a Treif Kli Rishon. Ah, this one got taste from a Kli Rishon. But this one only got Iwari from a Kli Sheni, because it bounced off the top Kli and went to the second Kli. That is Rav Moshe's Chap. What's Rav Moshe's Chap? Rav Moshe's Chap is, but it's an unbroken stream. It's lo nefsek hachiluach. It's all one big stream. The answer is no. When it bounces off one Kli, that's called nefsek hachiluach. Bouncing off where you land is called nefsek hachiluach. It makes it into Kli Sheni. Rolling gently is not considered nifsek hiluach. Remember, the Iroi that was nizchal al gabi kira, right? The Iroi went gently along the kira. That's considered still Iroi Kli Rishon. But when it bounces, that's considered a hefsek in the kiluach and makes it a Kli Sheni. Because remember, anytime it hits a surface and has a hefsek in the kiluach, that's called a Kli Sheni. That is Ramosha's. I mean, so far, I don't think Ramosha said anything very controversial. Right? This is Pashup Shah in the Shah. What's the Svara of the Shah? I mean, there's one thing that's controversial. Svara is that. Right? Is that after it hits the first Kli, that is a Hefsek Hakiluach. And now counts as Kli Sheni. And therefore, when it hits the first Kli, it's coming from Kli Rishon. When it bounces off the first Kli and hit the second Kli, now it's bouncing off the Kli Sheni, and it's only going to the second Kli from a Kli Sheni. So like, here's a Kli Rishon, here's the top Kli, that's a Kli Sheni. Now, when it bounces off the top Kli, that's Iwari from a Kli Sheni. It's a Hefsek in the Kiluach from the Kli Rishon. Okay, that's a Chiddush. We might not have said that on our own, but it's a Mefor Shach. Right? Mefor Shach. What is Rav Moshe's Chiddush? Rav Moshe's Chiddush is thus. Rav Moshe's Chiddush is thus. He just has one small Chiddush. What's his one small Chiddush? He says, what about our sinks? What happens in our sinks? We turn on the faucet, the water goes, right? It hits a spot of the sink and then bounces sideways, right? Hits one spot, then turns sideways. Now, it's not going from one Kli to another Kli, right? It's going from one part of the sink to the sideways part of the sink. Says Rav Moshe, that's also called Nifsek HaKiluach, like the case of the Shach. That's Rav Moshe's small Chiddush. Says Rav Moshe's Chiddush is that if you have a sink, here is a sink. What happens to the hot water? The water goes like this, and then starts going sideways. Says Rav Moshe, and here it's a Chiddush, because you might have said, no, the Shach only meant his case when there's actual different pieces. Moshe says, who cares if they're different pieces or not? It hits here, once it starts flowing sideways, that's already a Hefsek in the Kiluach. That's like Iwari Shenizchal Gavikir of Nifsek HaKiluach. Now it's cliche, it's not a problem.
What about the place that it hit?
Give me a second. So says Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe Lefi Vashach says this place is Bolea, right? But this part is not. Now, says Rav Moshe Kacha, says that's the cool of the Shach. The cool of the Shach is, according to Rav Moshe, is that only where it directly lands. Now, let's think about it. Let's say it lands in an empty part of the sink. Water lands on an empty part of the sink. It's not a problem.
Because water.
Because it's just water. Let's say water lands on a dish and then rolls onto the sink. Not a problem. Right. It's only a problem if water lands on a piece of cheese that's on the sink. Or a bit of gravy that's on the sink. Could that happen?
Yes.
It could happen. But it has to be. So according to the Shach, when would the sink be Bolea? Let's just...
Why is it that?
When is the sink Bolea? Lefi Rama, never.
Because Eroi can never be Mavliya something else into the sink. Lefishach, sure. But only in spot where the hot water lands on Shamnunis, let's call it Shamnunis, on the sink. Right? If the hot water lands on a plate, it's not going to be able to lead into the sink, because by the time it rolls off the plate, cliche. If the hot water lands on a blank part of the sink, it's not going to be able to lead, because it'll land on the empty part of the sink, and then when it turns sideways, that's cliche. Only if it lands on a piece of cheese on the sink, or lands on a piece of meat on the sink, that's the only time there's a problem. Now, will that happen sometimes? Avada will happen sometimes, right? Avada will happen sometimes. Says Moshe, but let's say it does happen sometimes. It makes that spot milchit, right? If it makes that spot milchik, then what's going to happen if more water lands on that spot and gets the time out? It'll be nachbar not de'etera. Even if it makes that spot milchik, if water lands there again, let's think about this for a second. Batzal, I'm going to need your help again.
Hold on, we're not even setting in.
Okay.
Should I finish the motion?
How long will it take to finish the motion?
What did you say?
Okay. We're not going to have time to properly finish the Ramosha today. Okay? So I'll have to leave you in suspense. I'll ask everyone a favor. We're not having Shear Sunday, you know. We're having Shear Tuesday. We're back to our normal schedule. Just Sunday. There's no Shear. So on Tuesday, try to take a second to like Chaz we're up to. Obviously, I'll remind us where we're up to. But there's a little more than Ramosha. What I'm going to do on Tuesday is finish this Inyan of Six. Finish the simon, do sigdalet, finish the inyan of dishwashers, and then finish the simon, which is not much left in the simon after sigdalet. And the next thing we'll do, whenever we get to it, is remember, before we go on, we have to make up one simon and sadigalet. So, sinks, dishwashers, ends of simon sadihei, make up the one sip we skipped, and then we go on in the Shulchan Aruch, and I will see you, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow.
Whatever it is like next year.